The expanded sick time law here in Connecticut could be having a severe impact on employees for public school districts across our state. The legislation that took effect on January 1st requires Connecticut companies with at least 25 employees to give the staff up to 40 hours of paid sick time. So you may be asking, how does this have a direct impact on our school districts? Well, it sounds like it could be a real challenge when it comes to substitutes, part-time custodians, clerks, crossing guards, and even more. Joining us now to explain this, Bethel Public School Superintendent Christine Carver is here. And thank you so much for your time, Christine. Talk to us a little bit about this legislation and give us a better understanding of how it's impacting school districts across the state.
Yes. Good morning, Melissa. It has had a significant impact on how we operationalize school districts. As you can imagine, obviously, you can't leave a child unattended at any point during the day. And when the law switched to include school districts, I kind of joked that we have to get subs for the subs, meaning that that now we're required, even though the subs take the employment based on the fact that it is a flexible schedule and that they would have, that they realized that they would be, if they did not work, they would not be paid for certain days. The other impact is the hour increments. It's very difficult. And in most of our contractual agreements we had previously is that if a teacher needed time during the day, which we well understand, that we could get subs at like a half day periods of time. And what's happened now is with the hour increments, it's just become more challenging in terms of implementation. And I'd say the last big thing that's affected us is because we've gone to our increments, we've had to change our whole financial systems and how people request time off to be able to accommodate to the new law. So it's put a tremendous strain on our business office and even our staff, because we have negotiated contracts with almost every employee within the Bethel Public Schools that defines what how people can take time off and for what. And it's just created quite a significant change in that front.
But I would imagine, and correct me if I'm wrong, Christine, those contracts are for full-time employees, or does that also include substitutes, part-time workers, things like that?
It's definitely for full-time employees. But as I said, like our tutors and our subs, they have flexible schedules so that they can, if they have to make appointments, or even if it's a tutor, there's certain times during the day that they could have just gone and then made up their hours at other points. It's become quite a challenge.
Well, the reason I asked that is because I would imagine, so you've got, if I'm understanding this correctly, you've got full-time employees who are now having to, I almost think, adjust more because of this allowance. I've been calling it kind of a loophole. I don't know if I'm allowed to call it that, but it seems like this is something where the intention is great, right? And we're trying to get more people attracted to being a teacher, a substitute, being in the school districts. We're trying to retain them, right? So it's at the surface, this seems like a no-brainer. This is a great idea. But at a deeper level, it actually, I would think it sounds like, is almost not only a headache for full-time employees, but also is creating a lot of challenges because we do have a shortage of teachers, of school staff. I don't know if I'm getting this right. Do you call it kind of a loophole?
Yeah, you're 100% right. And, I know there's some new legislation that's being proposed now that excludes certified staff from this paid sick time law. But it's the same is true with our paraeducators and other school staff, our lunch ladies. Mm. If they take an hour off in the middle of the day or need an hour off, like in those time frames, and again, they all have contractual bargaining units, then we have to cover them, and it just becomes much more problematic.
So obviously, Christine Carver, again, the superintendent of schools in Bethel, are you hearing other superintendents having a similar issue to what you're seeing in Bethel?
Absolutely. I'm the past president of CAPS, the Connecticut Association of Public School Superintendents. So I have, you know, an ear across the state, and even in our Western Connecticut group, we talk frequently about it and the implementation of it. I'm definitely not alone. You know, I know Fran Rabinowitz, our executive director of CAHPS, has spoken on the topic. It's definitely an impact across the state.
So what can we do? I mean, that sounds like a really loaded question, Christine, but is it something as simple as just going back and saying, hey, we're not saying, you know, remove schools, but we are saying that we've got to put maybe some more stipulations in to have this work a little bit better.
That's correct. I think that if, honestly, I think that what we can do is if the current proposed language in updation of the law was just to include all school district employees, then I think that would work. And it wouldn't be an impact to us in the way it has been.
So is this something, Christine, that needs to go to the finance committee? Does this go to the school committee? Like who I guess is now looking at this potential change in Hartford?
Yes, it's my understanding that the labor, the committee on labor is the one that are proposing some of the changes in language. So, you know, as always, contact your representatives because it does have a huge impact.
Well, Christine Carver, I want to thank you so much for what you do, obviously professionally as superintendent of schools in Bethel, but also for sounding the alarm about this, because I had no idea this aspect of the expanded law and what it's could be doing to many school districts across the state. So thank you so much, and we'll see what happens.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on the show.
Always. Christine Carver again, superintendent of schools in Bethel, right here on Melissa in the Morning.